But there in your New Testament, in the book of Romans, I want to look at one verse and just one really word in that verse to give attention to. Romans 15:13. Notice what the Bible says. Romans chapter 15, verse number 13. Now the God of hope, don't you just love that our God is a God of hope? Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Just want to give a thought here tonight on the blessings of biblical hope. The blessings of biblical hope. I was just reading a devotional recently that inspired this thought tonight, written by Harold Vaughn, evangelist Harold Vaughn, who has an excellent ministry in regards to prayer and teaching churches how to pray, encouraging them, exhorting them. But just thinking about the blessings of hope. What does this word mean, hope? It carries the idea of anticipating with pleasure. Harold Vaughn goes on to say that as we look at that word there, fill, notice it is God who is going to do the filling. It is God who, if you will, this word is kind of carries the idea of almost stuffing, cramming. The God of heaven stuffs this blessed hope into our lives as we are trusting Him, and it's done through the Holy Spirit. He gives us that peace that only He can give, that so much of the world is hungry for, but it only comes through the Holy Spirit of God. I like what he said here. He said, hope is simply expecting what faith believes. I like that. Hope is simply expecting what faith believes. And because we walk by faith. And we live by faith. We truly pray by faith. We serve by faith. It is that which we do and what we expect and for God to give us in that. It's a hope that will not disappoint. And we understand that the source of all hope, according to this verse, and we could look at others, is the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. So we understand tonight, there is no hope in the human heart apart from the Holy Spirit. It just will not happen. But thank God tonight, if you know Christ as your Savior, you could have all the hope you ever dreamed of. A hope that will not disappoint. Because our hope is in the Lord. And no matter what our circumstances around us are saying to us, which a lot of times they have a lot of contradictory messages for us in regards to having hope. But as one commentator would say, hope can be described as the present enjoyment of a future blessing. It may be something you're waiting upon, that I'm waiting upon. Perhaps we're waiting upon as a church. I think about in the context of hiring a staff member, a youth pastor. And a few years ago, I just didn't know what the Lord was doing. But I, by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit kept assuring me that this is going to come to pass. But it's going to be His timing. And I give Him credit for that hope. And when I was discouraged and when I was pouting, I knew that I was not being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what happens. I like also Brother Vaughn said this, hope is in the present tense, not dependent upon the realization of a future happening. I like that. My hope is not dependent upon a future happening,
my hope is present in the Lord. And it's that sure, most definitely. We know that hope is one of the virtues that is listed in 1 Corinthians 13. And we understand that it is a virtue given by God. You know, when I was in the Coast Guard, there were times where when we were navigating in low visibility, it was all we could do, truly, not to be a nervous wreck. Because I can remember on the ship, I was not as much in control, because that was higher up commands. And you're talking officers, 03, 04s that were in charge, especially if it was low visibility. You got this 210-foot cutter. But when I was on a small boat in Charleston, where it was just like a 27-footer, you know, we would go out and hit the Ashley River, Cooper River, the Wando River, and we would go offshore a little bit. But I want to tell you, we had to do night runs as well, sometimes just for practice. Because, of course, we always needed to know how it felt in those elements when we had a rescue to do. And most of the time, they're at night. But anyway, we would have to navigate these waters. And there were times there in Charleston, South Carolina, where these fog fronts would come through and the visibility would be little to none. And from that point of view, thank you, Brother Mark, from that point of view, we would be totally dependent upon what our radar was saying. Because on a radar screen, some of you guys familiar with boats and navigating, even fishing, you can see on a good radar, you can see the colors of the bank are a deeper green color or just darker. And then you have the channel that you're looking at on the radar. And you're really, that's what you're depending upon. You're also depending upon the GPS course that you had put in that keeps you on that channel. And so my point is that when you look out the window, it is absolutely intimidating and terrifying. You can't see any lights. All you see is just solid gray black air. That's what you're looking at. And of course you can see the tip of your boat at times a little bit, but you try to put a light out or something, that's a big joke. In fact, that's worse many times, because you put the big spotlight out and the reflection off the fog makes it worse. And it can be terrifying. So my point is, our hope was in that radar. Our hope was in that thing functioning properly. And it never malfunctioned from what my experience. I'm sure there's been times where they have, but this one did not. And we followed it and we stayed on track. One of the most important things that we had to do, that normally sometimes we could scoot up those rivers even at night, going 25 knots. And I mean, that's zipping in through those rivers using our radar, because we can also use our lights. We can see the landmarks and we can get through it. But when the visibility is that low, we are crawling. We just slowly navigating, because there's really no hurry, especially when we're doing training purposes. But my point in all that is, there are times in our life where we can't see in front of us. We can't see what's going on around us. And it can be intimidating. But I want to tell you, we have a hope. A hope that does not disappoint. A hope that's before us, behind us, to the sides of us. Our hope is in the Lord. And according to our verse here, it is the God of hope that fills you with that joy and that peace. I love that. That's where joy comes from, even in the midst of a hard time. That's where that peace comes from. It's in believing that God is working. That way we abound in that hope. That word abound is not just being just filled to the rim. It's overflowing with hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So tonight, my encouragement to you, I don't know what you're going through, but I want to encourage you, according to the Word of God, be filled with hope. The Lord is working. And have the joy and peace that He gives, even through the darkest of times. And I want to tell you, according to even Romans chapter 5, we won't take time to look there, but there are other places, but it declares that hope does not disappoint. It does not. In fact, I'll just read it to you. It says, "And hope maketh not ashamed." We'll never be embarrassed
for putting our hope in the Lord. Let's pray.